Progress note. Patient name, Stroop, Brenda, date 12/2/22, place, Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation. History of present illness. Ms. Stroop is an 80-year-old Caucasian female, seen today on rounds. She is hemodynamically and clinically stable. The patient is a poor historian and is noted to be confused and forgetful at times. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. There are no acute concerns from the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history. Cellulitis of right lower limb. Atherosclerotic heart disease. Atrial fibrillation. Hyperlipidemia. Obesity. Hypothyroidism. Alzheimer's dementia. Overactive bladder. Essential hypertension. Osteoarthritis, gastroesophageal reflux, constipation, history of falling, major depressive disorder, generalized muscle weakness, and urinary tract infection, allergies, clonidine, Cardura, Lotril, Norvasc, Finergan, and Pneumovax. Current medications, acetaminophen, ascorbic acid, atorvastatin, biotin, bisacodyl, calcium, vitamin D, docusate, donazepil, Eliquis, furosemide, levothyroxine, losartan, amantadine, metoprolol, milk of magnesia, mometasone furoate cream, omeprazole, oxybutynin, polyethylene glycol, and venlafaxine. Review of systems as per above. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 128 over 64, temperature 97.5, heart rate 70, respirations 18, and oxygen saturation 98% on room air. HEENT benign, neck septal, no JVD noted. Lungs clear to auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically. Cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm. Normal S1 and S2, no clicks, rubs, or murmurs. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, non-distended. Bowel sounds present times 4. Neurological, grossly non-focal. Dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, right lower limb cellulitis, continue current medications. Number 2, Alzheimer's dementia, continue current medications and assistance with ADLs. Number 3, hyperlipidemia, continue current medications. 4, constipation, continue current medications. 5, atrial fibrillation, continue current medications. 6, hypothyroidism, continue current medications. 7, hypertension, continue current medications. 8, esophageal reflux, continue current medications. 9, overactive bladder, continue current medications. And number 10, depression, continue current medications.